gone. Is there no one like you? Somebody say, see what you've done for me. Oh Lord, see how you set me free. Yes, you are the living God. Hello, somebody sing it. See what you've done for me. See how you set me free. You are the living God. You are the living God. Eze no one. One more time. Ekuweme. You are the living God. Eze no one like you. Hallelujah.
Let us lift our voices and begin to magnify the name of the Lord. Lift your voices and exalt his holy name. The Lord has been good to us. The Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 8, it says, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek in the Lord. Lift your voices and just exalt him. Bless him, bless him, bless him, bless his holy name. Because this is a wonderful day that the Lord has made. We are alive. We are healthy. The Lord has preserved our goings and our comings. I think it deserves quality praise. I think it deserves our thanksgiving. I think it deserves the lifting of our hands. I think it deserves the lifting of our voices. Anywhere you heard this morning, I want you to seize this opportunity to just glorify the name of the Lord. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Give to him praises. That is the only thing we can give to him. Bless the name of the Lord. Worship him this morning. Bless him, bless him, bless him, and worship him. Give him glory, give him glory. Thank him because he's a wonderful God. He's a glorious God. He's a magnificent God. The rock of all ages. The rock of all ages. The rock of this present age. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name, Lord, for being our rock and our fortress. For being our covering in good and bad times. Thank you because your faithfulness never fails. We bless you, Lord. We lift our voices to you this morning. The rock of our age. The rock of our age. The rock of this age. The rock of this present time. The rock of this present season. We magnify you, Almighty. We cannot praise you enough. We cannot exalt you enough. Everything on our body is not enough to praise you enough. For everything that you are doing. For everything that you have done. And for your promises that are yet to come to pass. Lord, we exalt you. Take all the praise, Lord. Take all the praise, Lord. Take all the praise, Lord. Take all the adoration. We bless you, Lord. We thank you for everything. Thank you, Father. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Many are times we make God small. This song says, I have made you too small in my eyes. Oh Lord, forgive me. Many times we make God small and we make other things bigger. There is no disease that is bigger than God.
Yes.
There is no situation that is bigger than God.
Yes.
There is no condition that is bigger than God.
Yes.
Right now, we're going to lift our voices and say, Father, thank you for being the biggest in my life.
Thank you for being
the greatest in my life. Greater than every other thing. Bigger than every other thing. Lift your voices and begin to magnify the name of the Lord. Thank him for his greatness. He's greater than everything. There is nothing that can compare to him. Oh, I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. Because right now I stand in your presence. And I proclaim that you are bigger than every other thing. You are greater than every other thing. You are stronger than every other thing. I look past every condition. I look past every situation. I see you, Lord. I see you, Lord. I see you, Lord. I see you, Lord. Bigger than everything, greater than everything, stronger than everything, unconquerable, undefeatable. That is who you are. To me, oh Lord, I bless your name because you are the greatest. Lift your voices and worship God. Give him glory, give him glory. Give him praise, give him praise. Give him praise, give him praise. Because he is greater. He is the greatest. He is greater than everything. We worship you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you glory. Thank you, Almighty. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. The Bible says in the book of Psalm, chapter 113, verse 7 to 8, says, he raised the poor out of the dust and the needy out of the dunghill, that he may do what? Set them with princes, even the princes of his people. He raised the poor out of the rubbish. He raised the poor out of the dunghill. The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There is no situation that God cannot raise us from. There is no condition that is so bad that the Lord cannot deliver us from. We are here today believing God that he is able to deliver us from every circumstance. We are going to lift our voices. The Bible says, I will lift my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. We are going to ask God for help this morning on behalf of our country and say, Lord, your word says you are able to lift out of every situation. We pray that by your mighty hand, you deliver us from this current season, from this current situation in this country. Let us lift our voices and begin to talk to God. Let us lift our voices and talk to God wherever you are. Wherever you are listening to this broadcast, I want you to lift your hands, lift your voices and say, Lord, you are our deliverer. You are a helper. You are a savior. Lord, because of your word, standing on the promises of your word this morning, we pray for a great deliverance. Lift us up, Lord. Lift us out of this situation. In the name of Jesus, let your name be praised. Let your name be praised. Out of the mouth of everyone that is connected to this situation, let your praises arise. In the name of Jesus, because of the great deliverance that you will send into our midst. In the name of Jesus, let your hand stretch. Come, deliver us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We give you glory. We give you praise because you have answered our prayers. Thank you, Almighty. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. We are going to lift our voices and we are going to pray once again. The book of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 9. Haggai, chapter 2, verse 9. It says, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. We are going to be talking to God. His promises say that the glory of the latter will be greater than the former. That means that when the Lord has delivered us out of this situation, the glory that will fall upon us, the testimonies that we would have, will be greater than what we used to have. The conditions that we used to experience that were uncomfortable in the past, by the time God has intervened in this situation and we have come out of it, the glory will be bigger. Everything that is uncomfortable will become comfortable.
Amen.
That is the word of the Lord we are going to be standing on this morning. That is the word of the Lord we are going to be praying with. You're going to lift your voices and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, your word says, the glory of the latter
will
be greater than that of the former. We pray concerning our lives. We pray concerning our businesses. We pray concerning our church. We pray concerning our country as a whole. That after every of this predicament in this country, that the glory will be greater. Your glory over us will be greater. Let us lift our voices and begin to make these proclamations. Let us begin to make these declarations. Your glory will be greater over us, over your church, over our businesses, over our lives, over every aspect concerning us, over every aspect of our lives and areas as touching us. We pray, oh God, today that your glory will be greater. Thank you, Almighty. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Finally, we are going to pray. The word of the Lord says in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. The Bible says that Jesus is our rock and our salvation. And it also says that our body is a temple of Christ, which also means that our body is a house of God. And the Bible is saying here that when we hear his word, we'll be likened unto a wise man that builds his house upon the rock, which is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We are going to talk to God this morning and say, Lord, the grace for me to remain standing on the rock,
amen,
to install my house, which is my body, to look within in the time of storm, and to make sure that my body is on the solid rock. Because when there is storm, nobody cares about. The first thing we care about is our house. Are the windows closed? Are the doors closed? Is there anything we can bring inside? The main bother in any kind of storm is the house. And so, I want you to direct your focus into your temple, into your house, into your body. What is this temple that you are carrying around? What is it housing? We are going to talk to God this morning. Lord, let my focus be on making my house, my temple, habitable for you during this season. Let my focus be upon making sure that my body is founded on the solid rock, which is named Jesus. Let my salvation be my primary concern. Let my salvation be my primary focus in this season. Lift your voices and begin to pray. Lift your voices, lift your voices, lift your hands to him and say, Lord, help me to put my focus on my salvation. I don't want to be distracted into other things. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing will be added unto you. Let us talk to God this morning. Talk to him. Lift your voices and talk to him. My body, my soul, my spirit, I dedicate to you in this season.
I dedicate to you
this season. Growth, Lord, spiritual growth, spiritual advancement is what I am praying for. Beyond every other thing, let my body, let my soul be dedicated to you. Thank you, Lord. Lift your voices and begin to worship the name of the Lord for answered prayers. Bless his holy name. Worship him this morning. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we have prayed. Awesome God, how great thou art. Hey, you are God, mighty I am. Rock host standing on hope of your holy name. Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow and worship you. Father, we bless you because you have never failed. Faithful God, I worship you. You never fail. You never change. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you. That's what we do this morning. We worship you. You are too faithful to fail us. You are too faithful to disappoint us. You've proven yourself in our lives. We have come to realize you are too faithful to fail. So we exalt your name once more and again, because one thing is constant, your faithfulness. We celebrate you this morning. And as I come before your people in this live broadcast, in this Overcomers broadcast, everyone watching or who will be watching later or hearing this message, I thank you, because indeed they will emerge overcomers.
Amen.
They will emerge victorious.
Amen.
Where there is a casting down, of course, they shall say there is a lifting up.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for your word that is coming to us. For the entrance of your word, give it light. We celebrate your faithfulness in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You may please just be seated. Glory be to God. I bless the Lord for such a wonderful time as this that the Lord has made. It is an honor and a privilege for us to be here this morning again, bringing the word of God to us in our homes. This is history in the making. Great history in our century. The millennial history. I'm sure when you are able to tell this story by the grace of God to your children, to your grandchildren, to your great-great-grandchildren, they will wonder to say, Mama, Papa, Grandma, Grandpa, do you really mean this happened? And you say, yes, I witnessed it. And we emerge victorious. We overcame the way that season. Because if Jesus tarries this season and the victories, testimonies of this season, we strengthen even the unborn generation if Jesus tarries. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So I want to welcome you to Overcomers broadcast. This is a live broadcast, and we are in the season of coronavirus, which will soon be over. So we are maximizing the season. The physical building may be closed, Paul said, even though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is greatly renewed. But the church in us, the real church in us, cannot be closed. So I'm having this broadcast from my house, and it's a blessing, because we have to comply with the directive of the government that every place should be on lockdown. And I thank the Lord, because the virus is already seeding, and in the next few days and weeks, it should be over. But you will emerge victorious.
Amen.
This morning, I want to quickly share with you on the subject of Jesus, our refuge. Say with me, Jesus, our refuge.
Jesus, our refuge.
All right. Say, Jesus, our refuge. What's a refuge? A refuge is the state of being safe or sheltered from pursuit, danger, or difficulty. A refuge is the state of being safe from the pursuit of danger, calamity, difficulty. In other words, whatever keeps you safe, whatever shelters you, whatever secures you from imminent danger,
difficulty, calamity, that thing can be said to be your refuge. In this season of this coronavirus pandemic, there are different types of refuge made available all around the world. But I dare to say to you this morning that the most secure refuge, the most assured refuge from the pursuit of coronavirus and all other related evils is Jesus. That you can be sure will never fail you in this season. Amen.
Amen.
You see, refuge is so important that even when the Lord provided a place for the children of Israel as their own country, one of the first set of things the Lord asked the servant of the Lord to set up there is a city of refuge. Even when there was no need for it, even though everybody appeared to not have need for a city of refuge, the Lord instructed the servant Moses a set up city of refuge. And one of the things that it searched for in the Bible time were things that intend to take revenge or kill. So if a man commits a capital punishment, for instance, because of the reactionary or what we call impromptu reactions that are imminent at such time that people make decisions without thinking, God set up a city of refuge that if the one who has committed a crime can run into the city of refuge, the attackers and those who want to kill him cannot enter that city of refuge with him. Then the priest can then look at the situation holistically, do their investigation, and actually find out if the man was guilty or not. I watched the film, I can't remember the title right now. An American was in another country, I think somewhere in Russia or one of those countries, and he was being pursued. All he knew was the attacker was pursuing him, that if he can get to the United States Embassy in that country, they cannot enter. Because even though that embassy is within that country, the embassy is not governed by the law of that country. It's U.S. in another country. That's what the embassy are for. That's what the U.N. Charter for Establishment of Embassies Act says. So when the attackers began to pursue him, he did all. And when he got to the embassy, they had no choice but to back out. They were still carrying the gun. They still had him on their sides. They still intended to perpetrate or to kill him or to do whatever they intend to do. But the difference right now is that he has sought refuge at the embassy of his country. Well, today the good news is whatever is pursuing you, whatever calamity may be raining on the world this season, whatever may want to bring you down this season, as you seek refuge in the name of Jesus, you will be delivered from it. Oh, I say you are delivered from it. And I decree and declare according to this word of the Lord that every evil in this season will not be upon your own household. It will not be upon you. Even the consequence or the economic implication or impact of this season will not come upon you in the name of Jesus. Shout amen, somebody.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 25. The book of Isaiah chapter 25, verse 4. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the east. When the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, A refuge from the storm. A shadow from the heat. Listen, this is what the word of the Lord is saying. That God is to us. A refuge from the storm. When it's raining heavily and you are under a shelter, you'll be glad you are there. Because even though it's raining heavily outside, everywhere is wet, you may have no single indication on your body that it's raining outside because you are under a shelter. The Lord is saying that God has been a refuge in a time of storm. Said, a shelter or a shadow from the heat. I don't know whether you have experienced it before, that when the sun is intense in the afternoon and you get to a particular tree and you sit under the shadow of that tree at such time, you realize that even though there is heat, the shadow of that tree begins to provide another type of breeze, another type of comfort for you. The Bible says that God is a shadow from the heat. This season, may a shadow manifest more.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Psalm 91 verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. My God, in Him will I trust. Isaiah 10 verse 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever. In other words, the name of the Lord is our refuge. Jesus is our refuge. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and they are saved. Now, I want to let you know that God, there is nowhere in the Bible that God said there will not be a tough time. There is nowhere in the Bible that God said you will live a trouble-free life. There is nowhere in the Word of God that ever says that you will not face difficulty. There is nowhere in the Word of God that says that you will not go through challenges of life. But what the Bible says is that when you go through this defense, there will be difficult moments. Yes, there will be challenges of life. Yes, there will be times when things may not go the way you want it to go. But all you need to know is that there is a place of refuge. There is a city of refuge. God has provided a city of refuge. And what you need to do is to run to that city. John chapter 16 verse 13 says, this thing have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world, you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. In the world, you shall have tribulation. Well, the word tribulation means troubles. If you check the root word, it means affliction. It means oppression. It means pressure. It means a pressing together. Pressing together. Pressure. So the Lord Jesus said, in the world, we shall have tribulation. And I tell you, we are in a time of tribulation right now. We are in a time of distress. A time of pressing. A time of great pressure. I moved around yesterday to see what we can do in our community. And you'll be surprised the kind of need that is prevalent in this time. People are hungry. Some don't even know where to turn. Jesus said there will be time of tribulation. John 16, 13. But you know what? It didn't end there. He said, be of good cheer. Hallelujah. Oh, he said, be of good cheer. In other words, be excited. Be happy. He said, rejoice. To be excited, to be happy, to jubilate. Why? He said, because He has overcome the world. Amen. Amen. He has overcome the world. He has overcome the world. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So Jesus has given you and I victory already. Jesus has won the victory for us in this season. He has given us the victory. And how can you partake of the victory? Let me say this already. If you are a born again child of God, you are a partaker of the victory of Jesus. Amen. So when he said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. He's also saying to you in this moment, be of good cheer, you have overcome the world. You have overcome the crisis of this moment. You have overcome the tribulation. You have overcome the pressing, the pressure, the distress, the troubles of this moment. You have overcome it already. Can I have an amen, those of you who are here?
Yeah.
Hey, I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer. That is why we call Lead Overcomers Broadcast. I am an overcomer. The Bible says, he that is born of the flesh is flesh. He that is born of the spirit is spirit. I am born of God. I have the life of God in me. Juanita, I have the life of Jesus in me. That means I am also an overcomer. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer. I am of good cheer. I am excited because I am an overcomer. Amen. Say it over and over. Say, I am an overcomer. Nothing can overcome me. No pressure can overcome me. No need can overwhelm me. I am of good cheer. He said that my peace I live with you. Oh, so in the midst of moment like this, you should recognize that we are already an overcomer. We are joint heirs with Christ. His victory is our victory. Romans chapter 8 verse 17. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. It shall be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified with him. Amen.
Amen.
Colossians chapter 2 verse 14 says, blotting out the handwriting of the ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them, openly triumphing over them in it. Today is Palm Sunday, the day Jesus marched triumphantly into Jerusalem, the seventh countdown to the greatest battle and the greatest victory and the greatest loss the devil had ever suffered and will ever suffer. 7 days to countdown of glory. 7 days to countdown of power. 7 days to countdown of triumph over death, sin, sickness, disease, anything you can imagine. He defeated it. This is the day we this is the season we celebrate his victory. And you know what? Coronavirus made a mistake. He came in the wrong season. Oh, Marundo Koskitaba. For coronavirus to have come in this season, he had made the wrong mistake. Because the blood of Jesus and through his name and his word, coronavirus and all the other epidemic have been defeated right now in the name of Jesus. He marched triumphantly. Listen, Corona, whatever they call, Colombia virus, coronavirus, whatever you call, listen to me, you have come at the wrong time, because this is the season when we remember the triumphant Jesus, the triumph of Jesus over sickness, over disease, over lack, over poverty, over everything that is not of God, anything that is not a blessing, that is a curse, Jesus defeated it. And for coronavirus to also come in this season, oh, hallelujah, I rejoice because it is done. It is finished. It is defeated. Can I have an amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah, somebody. This is Palm Sunday. See what is going to happen. This is the week of victory. All around the world, this is the week of victory. Because in this season, he said, as often as you do this, you do it in remembrance of me. I remember how he defeated the devil. He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord that is strong and mighty. Lift up your heads, O ye gate, the lifted of the everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. The devil tried to resist him. He meshed onto the gate. He said, no way, I've defeated so many, you cannot come here. But the Bible says, if the spirit of him that risen up Christ from the dead, man boskutorapa, the Bible said the Holy Ghost descended into that grave with Jesus. Oh, Mara, when the devil was exacting himself, death was exacting itself over the body of Jesus, over the spirit of Jesus. Oh, the by the Holy Ghost, he descended into hell. He led captivity captive. And the Bible says he gave victory unto men. Listen, if death could not hold Jesus bound, if sickness could not hold Jesus bound, if disease could not hold Jesus bound, in this season, nothing can hold you bound. No sickness can hold you bound. No need can hold you bound. No fun, no evil can hold you bound, because Jesus defeated them all. I said he defeated them all. And this Palm Sunday, we remember how, this season we remember how he defeated all the evils and gave you that victory. You don't need to go and fight anymore. All you need to do is to celebrate the victory he gave to you. Listen to me. When Super Eagles are playing, only 11 people. Nigeria is a country of over 200 million people. But 11 people wears a jersey and they go into the field of play. And they have their individual names. But when they are playing, if they lose, they will say that Nigeria lost. And if they win, they say Nigeria what? Won. Now, by the time they win 2-0, do you know what happens? By the time they win the battle and they score the goals, 2-0 they have scored, their victory becomes the victory of every Nigerian. Every Nigerian then moves in the street and say, oh, we won Argentina. Oh, we defeated Argentina. But they did not play in that field. Kanu Wanko played. JJ Okocha played. Oruma played. Ighalo played. But they, you and I, will say that we won. Why? Because they went there on our behalf and secured the victory for us. Listen to me, beloved. Jesus, over 2,000 years ago, went into the grave and secured the victory for you and I. Ooh, maladi arabadas. Can you? I want you to be able. You did know you were not there, but he fought that battle on your behalf. He won that victory on your behalf. All you need to do in this season is to raise up the banner and claim your victory. Raise up the banner and claim your victory. And said, Satan, listen to me. He had fought the battle for me. He had won it for me. He had secured my victory. I don't need to fight. All I need to do is to enforce my victory. And right now, begin to enforce your victory over anything challenging your life in this season. Enforce your victory. Declare to that thing that Jesus had given you victory over whatever it is. Yours may be lack of money. Yours may be lack of food. Yours may be lack of good health. Yours may be you are even watching from the hospital bed right now. Whatever it is, Jesus had given you victory. He fought that battle for you. Enter into his rest. Enter into his way. Begin to declare that you are a victor. Begin to declare that you are a winner. Begin to declare that you are a champion. Begin to declare that you are more than a conqueror through him that loved us and gave himself for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Declare it. Enter into it. Be bold. Jesus is not in the grave. You cannot go down in the season, because Jesus fought and won the battle for you. Amen. Nothing can defeat you. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit here now. You would say, put your trust right now in God. Somebody was asking, oh, the government were doing a bailout in case your business is affected. And I was talking, oh, I said they are going to be borrowing people money. And I was almost claiming doesn't mean that, oh, my business was affected yesterday. But around 3 a.m. this morning, as I was waiting upon the Lord and praying, then the Lord said, well, are you saying that your business is affected? I said, no, it's not affected. I don't need to borrow. I am your sufficiency. God is able to make all grace abound towards me. May having sufficiency in all things may abound to good work. Right there and there, I said, I will not borrow. I cannot borrow. And I'm living a debt-free life. One thing is going to happen. A lot of people will run into debt after this season. They will try to borrow money here and there. But if you're a child of God, this is the time to stand your ground and say, my God is the God of the mountain and is the God of the valley. Oh, the God I serve, I live in the kingdom of God. I'm living a debt-free life. I'm living a borrow-free life. My finances is going to flourish more. Why? Because it became poor so that you too is poverty can become rich, and light shineth in darkness, and darkness cannot overpower it. Coronavirus cannot overcome your health. It cannot overcome your finances. It cannot overcome your business. It cannot overcome your source of income, because light shineth in darkness, and darkness cannot overpower. Amen.
Amen.
And do you know when you need light mostly? It's not during daytime, because there are alternate lights. Light is mostly appreciated in dark times. In the midst of darkness, even a torchlight is valuable. Listen to me. This is the time we need the name of Jesus. This is the time God is going, we are going to shine forth and show the world that we are a children of God living in another kingdom. This is the time for the world to know that, yes, of a truth, that there are two kingdoms in this world, and you and I belong to one. So listen to me. You will never have cause to borrow. Begin to declare to yourself that your finances will be better after this season. Because why? These dark times have come. The light will shine. Arise and shine, for the light is come. Isaiah 60. And the glory of the glory of the Lord is raising upon you. Listen, things that you have not been able to do or accomplish before, in this season you begin to do them. Because it is not going to be by power, it's not going to be by might, it's going to be by the Spirit of the Lord. You are going to build buildings this year. You are going to buy property this year. You will marry this year. You will secure visa and travel this year. You never entered a plane before. In this season, you will see that even with ease, you'll be traveling all around the world. There's a casting down economically for men, but your own economy, which is backed by the resources of heaven, you are going to see a lifting up. Shout
amen.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Light is appreciated more in darkness. I congratulate you all. This is your time to shine. People, some of you will step up finance company, because people will start borrowing to you now. You start lending to people now. Or you start giving out money right now. You see, because the Bible says that you shall lend to nations and not borrow. This is the time for you to start lending. Joseph set up a structure that in Egypt, where there was financial crisis in Egypt, he was working in abundance, and there was a transference of wealth. This season, there's going to be a transference of wealth.
Amen.
There's going to be a transference of wealth.
Amen.
Shout amen, somebody. So what does God expect from us? Number one, he expects us to fight. So fight the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12. So this is the season for you to fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Don't be discouraged. Don't fear their fear. Don't be troubled by whatever is they are going through. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Oh, Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7, he said, we walk by faith and not by sight. This is time for you to fight it. God expects you to fight the fight of faith. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. Not from the government, but from the Lord. Ha! Fight the good fight of faith. When it's like the money in your account is about to finish and your heart wants to be troubled, you stand up and say, no, I cannot lack. I cannot lack. God expects you to fight. Arise and fight. Take that which belongs to you. This is not a time to cower in. This is not a time to give up. This is the time to fight. And I want to encourage you, as I will come back in the evening for the part 2, But right now, I'm saying to you, it's time to fight.
It's time to fight.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood. It is not coronavirus that I'm wrestling against. Coronavirus comes with the sickness. It comes with the poverty. It comes with so many negative effects. A lot of countries are going to go into recession. A lot of countries are going to go into depression. People are going to lose their job. And so many things are going to happen. They are all part of the end time signs. But listen to me. It is time for you to shine. Say, darkness will cover the earth. Oh, gross darkness, the people. But the Lord, the Lord will arise upon you. The Lord is going to incubate like a mama hen upon the egg. The Lord will incubate upon you in the midst of darkness. The Bible says, God will arise upon you. He will incubate upon you. His glory shall be seen upon you. And you know, when the egg that looks so ordinary is incubated upon, after 21 days, the egg, that the yolk will have transformed. There will be bones, there will be eyes, there will be feather. The everything that was lacking in that egg by the reason of the mama hen, transformation begins to take place. It used to be liquid before. It used to be membrane before. It used to be just yolk and before. But by incubation, transformation takes place. The same yolk begins to transform. It begins to transform. It forms into ice. It forms into feathers. Comes out. Everything comes out. Why? Incubation took place or was taking place. And by the reason of incubation, things begin to turn around. When the Bible says, darkness will cover the earth, God's darkness the people, but the Lord will incubate. He will incubate upon your life. And in the midst of the difficult situation, you will start seeing transformation. You will start seeing glory. You will start seeing victory. Why? Because God is incubating upon you. He's incubating upon you. Lift as a father. Thank you for divine incubation. Oh, lift your voice and just bless the Lord. He's incubating upon you right here. The Lord will arise upon you. The Lord will incubate upon you. And His glory shall be seen. I don't care what is not working right now, but as the Lord incubates upon you right now, things will start changing. Glory will manifest. There will be transformation. Share and you will manifest to the world. You will see a new you will emerge, a victory will emerge. Incubated upon you. The Lord has incubated upon you. The Lord has incubated upon you. Lift your voice and just thank God. This is the season for divine incubation. Melato raba taboske, mando se baraba, pilido sambaloska baraba, rido sempali baba, ropi adonshanda rumba aloski parababa. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Before I pray with you right now, remember, it is not every egg that turns to chick. It is the one that is incubated upon. And for the Lord to incubate upon you, you must have the life of Christ in you. For whosoever said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. The Lord has anointed me and prepared me for such a season as this. And I have come as a servant of the Lord to you, to your house, or wherever you are, to tell you that it is time to let God incubate upon you. It's time to surrender on the Lord. Not every egg can be transformed. It is the one that the mother at the end incubates upon. God wants to rest upon you. Give Him a place today. Surrender to Him today. You cannot face the challenges ahead by your own strength. You cannot confront what is ahead by your own power. You need God. So right now, wherever you are,
The Bible has said that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. With the heart, man believeth. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Maybe all this while, before this season ever started, you've never been born again. You've been gallivanting all around. Well, congratulations. This is the time for you to actually experience the glory of God, to experience the wonders of God, to experience the beauty of God, to behold the beauty of the Lord. All you need to do, you cannot confess all your sins. Can you remember all the sins? But there is one thing you need to do. Confess Jesus and your sins will be removed. When you confess Jesus and you believe in your heart, for who he is, then your sins will be removed. Wherever you are right now, there is no distance in the realm of the spirit. If you would like to surrender your life to Jesus, if you would like to be born again, place your hand on your chest. I want to pray for you. As you repeat these words after me, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Say with me, dear Lord Jesus, I come to you this morning just as I am. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe with all my heart that he came to this world, that he died for my sins, and he rose again. This morning, dear Lord Jesus, I open the door of my heart to you. Please come into my life and be my Lord and my personal Savior. Wash all my sins away with your precious blood, and please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. I declare I am born again, born of the Spirit of God. Now say, precious Holy Spirit, fill me now, baptize me now, take over my life. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, I thank you for everyone who have prayed this prayer of salvation. I thank you because this is the season for them to experience your glory and your power. And I thank you because this one shall not be the same again. No, Lord, as they have surrendered their life to Jesus, as they've come to you, Lord, I thank you because you will not reject them. Now may all things indeed become new. Now may the life of Christ permeate every part of your life. May the glory of the Lord manifest in all that you do. In Jesus' name. Now everyone, whatever you are, place your hand on your chest. I want to pray for you right now. I want to pray for everyone. Wherever you are, just place your right hand on your chest. I want to pray for you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for everyone hearing my voice and watching me wherever you are, they are right now. And those that will be watching later or listening to this broadcast. Lord, I lift them up into your hand, oh great and mighty God, that in this season, your glory will be in the name of Jesus. In all their endeavors, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy and decree over your life, you will not go down in this season. You will not run into debt in this season. You are coming up, you are shining, and you will be victorious in the name of Jesus. Now everyone that is sick, place your right hand wherever you are sick right now. Place anywhere you are sick. Maybe you even, they say you have cold or coronavirus, whatever it is, HIVS, place your right hand on your body right now. If it's not a private place, you cannot touch, just place your hand on your head. I'm going to pray for you. Father, you are the Lord that healeth us. And it is written that you send your word and your word healeth them. I send forth your word right now into every life. Those who are hearing me through the radio, those who are hearing me through any form, any medium right now, I send for the word of the Lord into their body, into their life right now. Be healed of your infirmities in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Be healed of every infirmity in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever is called sickness in your body, whatever the name of that sickness may be, arise and be healed right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Arise and be healed right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Arise and be healed right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray for you right now. That waist pain is gone now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That irregular heartbeat, the palpitation that has been taking place for some time now, I command you to stop now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That
spinal pain. There is somebody that is enduring for some time that you've been having a pain in your spinal region. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command the healing power of the Lord to take away that pain from your back. Amen. Now, in the name of Jesus. Ulcer be healed.
Amen.
HIV AIDS be healed.
Amen.
Every disease in your body, in your bloodstream, I nullify them now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You foul spirit of infirmity, I command you to lose this one.
Amen.
And let them go.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are free.
Amen.
You are delivered.
Amen.
You are healed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Migraine be gone right now.
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 Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever is called migraine, be gone now.
Amen.
Whatever is called ulcer, that cancer, I command it to dry up now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive total healing.
Amen.
For your body now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
I call it done.
Amen.
Now, whatever you cannot do before, begin to do it right now. Whatever you cannot do before, begin to do it right now. Whatever you cannot do before, Jesus is our healer. He's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. Whatever you cannot do before, begin to do it right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Check your body. Check your ways. Check the air. The migraine is gone. Oh, even you realize that the water that has been coming out from that discharge is ceased now. The discharge has ceased right now. It's drying up right now. It's drying up. Go and check. It's drying up. The pain is gone. The healing is manifesting in your body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to your name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. I have prayed for you today and it is so. And you will return with testimonies.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Shout louder, amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of Jesus. Congratulations if you just partake of this live broadcast. I'll be back this evening by 6 p.m. I will be back for the part two of this, teaching on Jesus, our refuge. Jesus, our refuge. In the meantime, every royal and those who can join us, we are embarking from Monday on 7 days overcoming and Passover fasting and prayer. Passover prayer and fasting. And I want you to know that this is the week of resurrection. This is the week we celebrate the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This evil will pass over, but you will have victory. It will pass over you. So I want you to join in the fasting and prayer that is starting tomorrow. We'll be breaking 3 p.m. every day. And there will be prayer session for these 7 days. One thing I want you to know and do is I believe God for a turnaround in this season. Because our God is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So remember, in this resurrection week, partake of this blessing by joining in the fast. Join in the fasting and prayer. The various prayer points will be posted every day, and you will be partakers of what God is about to do in this Easter week in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, I will be taking an offering. Now, why do I want to take this offering? I want to say this. You don't only give when everything is convenient. We give because we have faith that God is our provider. Those who trust in their own strength will not give in this season. Some will see it as an opportunity to eat their tithe because they are not coming to the physical building. Some will see it as an opportunity to even eat their offering. Oh, because your common sense will tell you that you need all the money right now, you need to save. You don't become rich by saving. The Bible says that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and add no sorrow. Elijah was in the wilderness where no man can reach. Yet, God provided for his need by sending a bird to take food to him on a daily basis. The children of Israel were far away from Egypt, where there was provision and daily civilization. But yet, in the wilderness, God rained down food for them. In this season, I don't want you to put your trust in your bank account because it can fail you. But let your trust, absolute trust, be in the Lord. Be in Jehovah God. That is why I'm not ashamed to say, even though we are not going to the physical church, you will see the account of the church being posted right now. Give online.
make online giving. Let God know that nothing. Dear, say the Lord, I am trusting the Lord to provide. So it's offering time right now, and I want to bring out your offering wherever you are. As I pray, if you want to give your tithe to, bring out your tithe and give online. Just be faithful, and God will show himself strong in your endeavors in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the offerings that are being given right now. I thank you for the tithers and those who are demonstrating faithfulness, even in the midst of this hard time that the world is going through. Lord, you remember that widow and sent Elijah to her. You remembered Elijah when he was away in the wilderness. You remember the children of Israel and you rained food down. Lord, every faithful person in this season, let your blessing continually be upon them. Let your blessing supernaturally be renewed to them. Remember them, O God, and show yourself strong. For in Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
So I want you to give. I'm sure that in the comment section right now, you start seeing the account number of the church, the details of the church being scrolled right now in the account, in the comment section. Please just make sure you do the needful and the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Now, before I close this broadcast, maybe this is your first time of joining Overcomers broadcast. I want to welcome you. Oh, please put your hand together for yourself. If today is your first time of joining Overcomers broadcast, I want to welcome you. My name is Pastor John Joseph from Real Grace Chapel, and I want you to know that God is doing wonders. By the time this season is over, even though right now I cannot see you physically, I trust the Lord that in the next few days and weeks, we shall be meeting face to face. Amen. Glory be to God. So make sure that you keep in touch. This evening, I will be back by 6 p.m. for the part 2 of this wonderful message on Jesus, our refuge. As you come again this evening, expect the Lord to touch you. Invite your friends, invite your loved ones to join us this evening by 6 p.m. And remember also the fasting is starting by Monday. The Lord bless you greatly in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I commit your people into your hands as we go forth into this week. Lord, we may be locked down physically, but your blessing is not locked down. Let your blessing go into every house, into every household, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blessings. We give you praise for what you are doing. In Jesus' name we are praying. Remain blessed. Remain lifted. Remain anointed. Remain protected. This season all around the world, I declare peace. I declare healing. I declare victory over coronavirus and every evil. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Let's share the grace one to go. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives, and we are dwelling in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. I am royally graced, so am I. I'm above only, then you will say, never beneath. Say it again. I'm royally great. Repeat, so am I. Only say, never beneath. You will never go beneath. God bless you. See you this evening. Victory, victory.